Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more.
Yeah, answer the phone. I am through you now. 844-927-2789. I'm on that one.
A handkerchief. Quietly turn.
Are you there?
The back door key.
Yeah, Matt, we got you. You are live. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. We got Matt Flynn on the line. Matt, take it away.
Okay. Luke, my friend. Yeah, we're having a little internet problem, guys, so I am by phone. I am by phone, and I will be for probably the rest of the show as we try to fix it. Let's try to fix it. There's another saber rattled.
Well, Matt, as we've got you on the line, we've also got some callers coming in as well. So I'm going to kind of join you as a co-host here since we got you on the phone. I'm going to help conduct some of these callers, if that's all right with you, Matt.
That'd be outstanding.
Fantastic.
Be outstanding.
Well, up first in this segment, we got Wisco Paul calling in. Wisco, what's on your mind? What do you got for Matt today?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, when I grew up, I went to a duck and cover in the schools. I can remember fallout shelters. I can remember people building fallout shelters. And it was called a Cold War, and I never thought we were going to get back to this. But because of Trump trying to weaken NATO, NATO was set up, Matt can correct me if I'm wrong, to help protect them countries from an invasion. But Trump messed it all up. So that empowered Putin to invade, of course, they're a non-NATO country. But you're facing a situation now where because of Trump's stupidity, we could end up in a Cold War again. And if I tell you what, if I was living in Sweden or Finland, I'd get NATO ASAP. But this is ridiculous because I thought we already lived this once and we'd never have to live it again. I can remember when I was training in the Army, they told us, if you've seen a blast or a light, get down on your stomach, put your hands underneath your body, and hope for the best. So I don't think people understand the horrors of nuclear weapons. And that's what I want to say today. You can correct me anytime I'm wrong, but because of Trump's actions, we are in this place, and it's not a good place. So I wish I could bring better vibes today, but I get pretty mad at this whole situation. So thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Paul, listen, I hear what you're saying, and you're making a very good point. As you know, we're having trouble with the internet, and I am calling in by phone. And, Luke, I have just called in with another number. To 844-967-2789. Luke, answer the call from 491-4114. If you can hear me, if everybody can hear me.
All right, Matt, let's give that a try. Can you hear me? You're on air now on that number.
Yeah, Luke?
Yep, you're on the air, Matt.
Okay.
And we got another caller up next. We got Dick and Madison calling in now. Matt,
Dick and Madison. Okay, and then I'm going to answer Wisco Paul.
Oh, do you want to answer Wisco Paul first? We can
well,
definitely
I'll do that real quick. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Wisco Paul hit the nail on the head. Donald Trump tried to get us out of NATO. Get us out of NATO. He would have destroyed everything. Putin would have come into Poland. So thank God for Joe Biden. But, yeah, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Boy, I couldn't at all agree more with Wisco. He's spot on, as usual. And here's something else, too, to the this would have never happened under Trump crowd. That's an opinion. Now, I'm entitled to mine, and here's what I think would have happened had he been reelected. We would have pulled out of NATO probably within 6 to 8 months of his presidency, second term. That would have weakened it, so there's no sheriff in town in that region in the world. He also would have refinanced his horrible debt with none other than the very place that the only place on earth that'll give him money. And then he would have been even more, you know what, up Putin's hind end, and would have just sat back and watched this all happen and said, well, you know, it's all bad maybe, but, you know, I'm not going to risk a nuclear war. We're not the policemen of the world, which he several times said too. You know, right. he needs somewhere to refinance his debt, and he would have done that by now. What, we're a year and 3 months into Biden's presidency? By now, this would have already happened.
Right. Yeah, if Trump had gotten in, and you know how close it was, because, yes, Biden won by 7 million votes, but when it came to the swing states, he won Wisconsin by 20,000, Pennsylvania by 70,000. He won Georgia and Nevada, well, Georgia and Arizona by low double digits. I mean, if it had gone the other way, Putin had financed, he'd actually financed Trump for years, and Trump was his man. If you vote for Trump, you are voting for Putin. It's as simple as that. And even his running dogs, people like Crooked Mike Pompeo, Josh Hawley, Tucker Carlson, all come right out and say we should support Putin. We should actually support him. There was a guy, and this is disgusting. There was a guy, and his name is, here's his name. He's an American, Russell Texas Bentley. Texas is his nickname. He's from Texas. He defected to Russia. He lives in the Donbass, and he got interviewed by one of the networks, and he said, quote, I will only return to America on a Russian tank to liberate America. This is what's going on the far right. They like authoritarianism. They like authoritarianism. So you have an American, Russell Texas Bentley, living in the Donbass. They love submitting to somebody. They love submitting to Putin. Now, yeah, okay. There's somebody else on the line.
Yeah,
what's
Matt.
What's on your mind, my friend?
We got CJ of Madison calling in now.
CJ, my friend, I take it you may disagree with some of what I have said. Delighted you called, my friend. We have a couple of minutes to break. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Matt. First off, as you folks want to focus on the past president, he got other members of NATO to pay their fair share. And if Jen Psaki sits on stage and says, we're going to continue to buy Russian oil, you know, if this is success, I'd hate to see failure. You know, the buck stops with this president, not the past president. And you know what? You know, as if this strategy isn't working, you know, what more do you have to see? It's just, I can't believe that you guys still support him. Trump sent $39 million of Javelin missiles. This president leaves from behind. Putin saw weakness the way he handled Afghanistan, and no one's cheering for Putin. But this president refuses to accept the buck stops with him.
Okay, I take it you disagree with me. Let me tell you something, CJ, two things. On the money, Trump went to a meeting of NATO, and the guy from Austria, the president, said, if we're invaded by Russia, will you defend us? And Trump said no. Secondly, Trump didn't send anything to Ukraine, threatened Zelensky. If he didn't find dirt on Biden, he wouldn't give him anything. And third, he just said it was a beautiful thing that Putin invaded. Putin's savvy. Putin's a genius. For the love of Pete. For the love of Pete. What Biden did is organize NATO. He brought NATO together. Biden has sent billions of dollars, and he's about to send another $5.5 billion. So you say that Trump gave $39 million? It was really, they wanted to give $390 million. He didn't give squat. Well, he threatened the guy. So, CJ, here's the deal. Trump is supporting Putin. Gentlemen and ladies, we are going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. I'm back by phone. A lot more back after the break. Living alone for so many years.